kerang SPS pge la sin shin pare ni chu shin khala sin che sps.com.au/tibetan-talk-guro
inge chung dar ang gya tan chup tyun pen chu khang ne pe tib ya wa ne che parma to place a hold on something shipani ngobshik su che chibala kho pencu khang mang chiwe thepchik sur du sha ne chi su ke la yer kur komin talen du gi ye pencu khang shik la duar pen do chiwe inge lup chon chi pa tang tel yun du thepchi khang yer wa tha chi ri lok ba thang kyang gur ki la ja thang thu chu chi wa yer tu kyar su che pa chen jang che da shik su che che pa pencu gi ka cha phe che che pa so gi kor gi chik chur jong da chu SBS mixe lerim nyen twin shep chu khang ge ingge jong she ba de gyu ke la australia nang ingge to ling me che tu ba dang khwa lön tu ba ji ti che tu ba che gi ro ram thum ni yin lob jen ti ne rim pa me ingge jong ge nam gi che tu yin da gam the ren yin ji ke rang keng an ju chu yu ti wa la chu da che ne rang yi ye she cha ru gyu lön che
Learning English helps me to ask real questions in real places like the library, where the practice is free and the Wi-Fi usually is too.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country
and their connections to
and continuous care throughout the skies,
land
and waterways throughout Australia.
I love libraries. A library can give you books, free Wi-Fi, English language learning classes, workshops, computers, and a quiet place to read or work. Well, mostly quiet.
I found it! The book I wanted! Wait, wait, show me!
Shh! Library voices, please!
There's usually one child testing how loud a whisper can be. Hi, I'm Josipa, and in this episode, we are practicing everyday English you can use in a library where you can read, learn, ask for help, or pretend you came for the books and not the free Wi-Fi. So let's picture Claire in a library. She walks up to the front desk holding a book. She has that slightly worried look people get when they're not sure if they have returned something on time. Alan, who is behind the desk, is ready to help.
Hi, I'm returning this book. I think it might be overdue. Can you check if there's a late fee?
Sure, let me scan it. It was due back yesterday, but there's no late fee this time.
That's a relief. I haven't finished with it yet. Can I renew it?
Sorry, this title's already been reserved, so I can't renew it. But I can check the catalogue and help you find something similar.
Like Claire, you might go to the library with one simple job. Return a book. These days, you can often do that at a self-service machine without talking to anyone. But if you're learning English, the library can be a great place to practice real questions with real people. Is it overdue? Is there a fee? Can you renew it? Has someone else reserved it? Let's look at how Claire and Alan use these phrases. First, Claire said,
I'm returning this book.
This is a simple phrase you can use at the library desk. To return something means to bring it back after borrowing it. Now, let's pause for a second and look at two useful words, borrow and lend. When you borrow something, you take it for a short time and give it back later. For example,
I borrowed this book from the library last week.
Or,
I borrowed this dress from my sister for the party.
When someone lends you something, they give it to you for a short time and expect you to give it back. So, the library lends books, and you borrow them from the library. Then when you are finished, you return them. And of course, we use these words in everyday life too. Here's an example.
Can I borrow your pen?
Sure, I can lend it to you.
Thanks, I'll return it shortly.
Just remember, the person who takes something borrows it. The person who gives that thing to you for a short time lends it. People sometimes, like me, mix these two words up. Okay, let's go back to our dialogue. Claire also said,
I think it might be overdue.
If something is overdue, it is late. So you are late returning, paying it, or finishing something. In the library, you might say,
my books are overdue.
But we also use overdue in other situations. For example, if you forgot to pay a bill, you could say,
this bill is overdue.
Claire then asked,
can you check if there's a late fee?
A late fee is money you may need to pay if you return something after the due date. You could also say,
is there a fine for being late?
A fine is money you pay because something was late or a rule was broken. In a library, a late fee or overdue fine means money you may need to pay if you return something late. In other situations, a fee is the money you pay for a service. For example,
is there a cancellation fee?
That means, do I need to pay money if I cancel? Or,
is there a joining fee?
That means, do I need to pay money to become a member? Alan then said,
let me scan it.
To scan something is to use a machine to read information on an object automatically. In a library, the scanner reads the barcode, a special label on books when you borrow or return them. But we can use the word scan in many other situations. For example, at the supermarket, you can scan your groceries at the checkout to find out what you need to pay for them. At the airport, you might need to scan your passport or boarding pass. Alan also said,
it was due back yesterday.
If something is due, it is expected. A library book is due back on a particular date, and so you need to return it on or before that date. You could also ask,
when is this book due back?
Or,
are these games due back next week?
You could also say,
what's the due date?
The due date is the date that something must be returned, paid, or completed. We can use due in a lot of other situations. For example,
My rent's due tomorrow.
That means you need to pay it by tomorrow. Or,
the report is due on Friday.
That means the report must be finished by Friday. So, in the library, we use due back to talk about when we need to return something. In other situations, we use due when we are talking about paying or finishing something on time. After Alan says there is no late fee, Claire says,
that's a relief.
If you say,
that's a relief,
you mean, I'm glad, or I was worried, but now I feel better. You can use this phrase whenever a problem turns out to be okay. Claire then asked,
can I renew it?
This is one of the most useful library phrases, at least for me. To renew a library item means to ask for more time to keep it. And of course, we also use the word renew in other situations. Here's an example.
I need to renew my passport.
Passports often last for 10 years, so after that, you need a new one. You need to renew it. Or,
I renewed my gym membership.
That means you paid or signed up to the gym again so you can keep using it. So, to renew something means to extend it or to make it valid again. But unfortunately for Claire this time, she can't renew her book because Alan said...
Sorry, this title has already been reserved, so I can't renew it.
If a book has been reserved, it means someone else has asked the library to keep it for them when it becomes available. Alan said that the title has been reserved. A title is the name of a book, article, song, film, podcast episode, or a work of art.
What's the title of that movie with Hugh Jackman?
I forgot the title of the song, but I remember the singer.
Now, let's say you want to ask the library assistant to keep a certain item for you. You could say...
I'd like to reserve that title, please.
You might also use a different phrase, like this one.
Can I place a hold on this book?
To place a hold on something means to reserve it, usually at a library. The library will tell you when it is ready for you to pick up. And at the end, Alan said...
I can check the catalogue and help you find something similar.
A catalogue is a list of things you can search. In a library, the catalogue lists all the books, DVDs, magazines, and other items the library has. So, inside the library, you might ask...
Can you help me check the catalogue?
Or...
How do I search the catalogue by title?
Catalogues are also used in other places. A shop might have an online catalogue that you can search for the things that you would like to buy. A school might have a course catalogue. But in the library, it usually means the system where you search for books or other items that you want to borrow or look at. Now, let's hear the dialogue once again, and then we'll practice.
Hi, I'm returning this book. I think it might be overdue. Can you check if there's a late fee?
Sure, let me scan it. It was due back yesterday, but there's no late fee this time.
That's a relief. I haven't finished with it yet. Can I renew it?
Sorry, this title's already been reserved, so I can't renew it. But I can check the catalogue and help you find something similar.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. If you renew a book, you...
If you renew a book, you ask for more time to keep it.
If you reserve a book, you...
If you reserve a book, you ask the library to keep it for you when it becomes available.
Now listen and repeat after Alan and Claire.
Is there a late fee for this book?
When is this book due back?
Can I renew these video games for another week?
Can I place a hold on this DVD?
I think libraries are great places to practice English because you can ask real questions, use real phrases, and usually someone helpful is there to answer. Quietly, of course. And if this episode has put you in a reading mood, our episode 43, talking about reading and books, has more phrases you can use. Also, don't forget to press play on our bonus episode. We make it so that you can have more speaking practice. You can also follow us for more language learning tips on Facebook and Instagram, and on YouTube. Just search for SBS Learn English. And don't forget our learning notes at sbs.com.au/learnenglish. I'm Josipa, and thanks for learning English with me today.
Apple Podcast to dazu ther kamate nangro.